We got the current daf mesechta baba kama daf samachav. Begin them basically because Mazda begins the Gemara. Leslie b'shimah shiuva. Does he not hold the bashir? Which Tez explains. The Gemara's question is based on k'saga daitach. The Gemara assumes hakolafi has a kad like yisham. Whatever the damage of the flame is going to pay for the inra lava, even if it's not really a fit to pass by. But then we see that recorded elsewhere. We see no. As long as you did the requisite shear, then you're not going to be chayv. Next Tez Mazda begins the Gemara. We have no time to raise a b'chul. A person should not put an oven in his house, etc. Where Tais explained, the one who lives on the second floor could stop him, meaning if the first floor was owned by one person, the second story was owned by someone else, and if he's putting in a second floor, the one on the first floor could stop him. Rashi explains it's actually owned by one person. It's regarding the people in the city, they could stop him. Well, commercial Peter Shnicha says the way we explain it makes sense that we're doing the inach masnit in the hasam. It's actually similar to the other case of the Mishnah Adim, but that's talking about that of Shutvin, which is what this would be over here, regarding different people that together own a home. Like this master beginning the mother live like listening to that. Well, what are we coming up to another case of Madik Bira? Why don't you differentiate in the case of the Gadish of Chitin Sa'im itself? Says we're definitely going to say, wait a second. How should Nami come out like Bedida? What do you mean? We are differentiating in this case itself. The Madlik Batech Shalai, when you go ahead and light a fire in his own property. Meaning we're differentiating between a Gadish and a Bias. And yeah, we're saying when it goes from your own property somewhere else, that there's a difference between a Gadish where you say you're going to be Potter and Bias, that you're going to be Chayv, because that's there. So we are differentiating in this case itself of Matli Mitech Shalai. That's the case where someone can say no. The Kav Seifa, we have to say that the Seifa is Mitech Beis Shechadeir Matlik. You're actually not lighting in your own property. You're actually lighting in your friend's, the friend's house. And therefore, they get that's the Kav's question. So wait a second, why are you coming onto such a case? Because it's not the same as Matli Mitech Shalai. And how do you know that you're actually talking about lighting the friend's fire? That's the case of Seifa Mishnah. Because even Matli Mitech Shalai, if it was someone that he lit in his own house and then went and burned up the other guy's house, even though people normally put stuff in the homes, which is the sar, the mishnah brings why he would be exempt. Why? Because the first part of the mishnah tells us, they say, when you light in your own property, you'll only be liable for the pile of wheat, for the pile of barley, that even these tools that are used with the grain, which is normal to have it there hidden in the pile of grain. You just leave it there, like to rake with the leaves. Still, like Michelle, you're not going to pay El Gadish Levad. They're only for the pile of grain itself. And therefore, that would apply also to the house too. Even though it's normal, you would not pay for it. Now, so therefore, the Hashtu B'chal Inyan, Shinamad Rib Kahana. So now, any way you can explain the opinion of Kahana, Paruch Rabba Allah, Shabbat, Rabba is asking very well. As Tayyip explains. Dim Ritzen L'Rab Kahana, if Kahana means to say the Machalik is B'techa Shaloi. The Machlekes is when you light in your own property. And then it goes and burns in his property. Plague of him, you're going to play a clay buck and the disagreement regarding tools that are normally there. To be good, Machlekes, I'm going to say you're going to be exempt. But if you light it in the friend's property itself. Even if one would agree that you're liable for these expected tools. So Rav is asking very well, why don't you differentiate in itself? I mean, in the pile of grain itself. Differentiate in itself if you let it in your own property or the other person's property. The beer and number, let me talk about the Magma Chakabeda, because the case of the building is also only if you light it in the friend's property. So you don't have to go to a beer, you could say the same thing in the Kaddish. And Vim Ritain Rav Khan means to say Machalik is Bamadi Batav Shaloi, that the Machalik is actually when you light it in your own property. The Pligi, that the Machalik is a little bit arniki, even by something that's unexpected. Meaning the Behud Machai holds you liable even for a money chest that shouldn't be there in the pile of grain. I've been there around the Kilani, whether the Jimmy does not normally put over the Rabban and Patri or Rabban say exempt, a little bit Marikin, even with what is expected, which, like we explained, Kamokum Kish Messiah, when he concludes of the Malik Batur Shachabeha, when you like your friend's property, Divak Kol, Misham Kol Mashabtechi, everyone agrees you pay what's inside of it. A fellow Arniki Namakai, that's going even on Arniki, which is not expected, the Mashma Divak Kol Misham Kol Mashabtechi, sounds like that everyone agrees you're going to pay whatever's inside of the Rabban Kamal Yehuda. Ah, Silka Park Shaper. So, if Rabbi has a good question, Why do you disagree in the case of the Reish itself? There's many levels not. Even the unexpected thing, like Aaron, like a money thing in the pile of grain, not normally part of it. That was a thing, which are even the bigger chiddush than what's normally in the house. But moreover, the reason why he's asking is Shakash Lashna Mishnah. The wording of the Mishnah is difficult. Because tell me, the Mishnah says because it's normal for people to have stuff in their homes. What do you mean? It's not normal according to this interpretation. But also, you're liable when you're letting your friend's property. And therefore, that's Rav's question, which Tosfos comes to explain what was his question on Rav Kahana. Next, just not with the words in Mogha, Lamar Rav, rather, Rav says, Matar to Pligi. So there's two points that they disagree about. Pligi, B'madak, B'zak, Shalai, B'chulu, and B'shal Chavera. So Tosfos explains. If you do Machai, if you do liable, I'll let Aaron the Kibbe Gaddish, even this treasure chest in the pile of grain, Shein Dach Laniach, that's not known to put over there. And we know this from the fact that the Mishnah says Moed Mechacham Malik is a Bira. Chacham agree when you lie in a building. That's why we picked the building. Sure, it's a limitzay shechayver Rabbanan, because we want to find that Rabban hold you liable for by Arniki, even by a chest. Kamei Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Yehuda holds that you chayv with a gadish, because in a building it is derech laniyah. Now Rabbi Yehuda limechayver Malik with a shalai. Now Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you liable when you lie in your own property. Dafke b'merigin only. For what is normal, then they should have differentiated in the cases of Aleim to say, come agree when you light the pile of grain of the friend, that you're liable for what is expected. Rather, obviously, that you know you're liable even when you light in your own property, even a treasure chest in the pile of grain. But and Rabban don't hold you liable for b'merigin, even what is expected. They tell me we learned in Mishnah Gadol Shachid Mechulu that when Mamid Betek Shalai, they hold even what's expected not going to be chayv for only for the grain itself. Now that's one machlokes. Now they also disagree regarding when you light in the other person's property. Rabbi Mechayev for b'aniki begadish. Rabbi holds you liable even what's unexpected, the chest in the pile of grain. Rabban lemechayvi, but don't hold you liable for b'merigin shachaveh. Oh, here they agree. That this tool that is used to thresh the grain of the friend that you'll be chayav for. Why should darkly nech bekodesh? Because that's normal to keep in the pile of grain or to have a treasure chest in the person's house. So darkly nech over bevatim. It's normal for a person to put all the stuff in his house. Now betamai yesh lefarish. Now and how could you explain their reasoning? Because the Rabbi Yehuda led part of the Klal. Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold the Gzeis HaKasav. He doesn't exempt when it's hidden at all. Fine. Rabbanon, now what's on saying Rabbanon that they differentiate? The Malik Batek Shalei Pachi, when you light in your own property, they hold your exempt Kedmash Bekor. Because the Pasuk sounds like we say that it has to be something that is like a comma that's Begalo, in excluding that which is hidden. It says in the case of Kiseis when the fire goes out. Which is going out from the Mavlik Patek Shalai, meaning you live in your own property. When you live in your friend's property, that you don't have the heter, that you don't have the kula of kama, because that's only when you live in your own property. But when you live in someone else's property, you're be liable. But for something that's normally that is hidden. The part of the we don't find the pasuk exempting you when it's hidden, when it's not in your own property, when you did it in someone else's property. But someone that's not normal, okay, you're exempt out of logic, because the person does not have entertained that a person would put a treasure chest in a pile of grain. But if that's based on svara, and what to differentiate when you're between what's derech lanich and what's not derech lanich.